Hare Krishna. Yashoda and Rohini brought Krishna and Rama to Gagamuni. Full of all good fortune, these two boys removed all misfortune. Before naming the children, Gagamuni blessed them by chanting auspicious mantras. After dispelling all negative elements, Gagamuni selected appropriate names and initiated the ceremony, saying, "The son of Vasudev is as powerful as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he shall be named Bala because he possesses extraordinary power. In the future, he will enjoy wrestling, so he will also be called Baladeva. Sometimes his friends will defeat him in the sport of cracking jokes. At that time, they will say, 'O Deva, now show us your strength.' For his relishing of Hasiras, his mellow of joking humor, he will be called Balaram." He is the personification of fame and perfection and more glorious than the Creator. Since he will attract all people and remove their sins, the name Shankarshan also befits him. Handsome and pleasing to everybody, this boy will become famous as Rama. Because he will show extraordinary strength while playing, he will be called Balaram. As Bhakti Yoga is found among the four castes, your youngest son appears in four colors, white, red, yellow, and dark blue. Although your son resembles the hue, the color of a blue sapphire, in every millennium he manifests a different color to show his compassion. In Satyuga, the people lived religious lives free from sin. Your son appeared in that age in a white color. In Treta Yuga, fire had three names, Dakshine Jagya, Garapatya Agni, Dakshine Agni, Garhapatya Agni, and Ahavanya Agni. In that age, your son appeared as the combination of these three fires known as Jagya. In Dwapara Yuga, the Lord appeared in a dark blue color resembling the Shama color. In that complexion, just like your son. And in Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel, he has a golden color. He will be addressed as Krishna, which is a combination of five letters, Ka, Ri, Sa, Na, and A. By the first four letters of his name, he assumed the different colors of the four yugas. His present Shama color signifies Vishnu, which is indicated by the last letter of Krishna's name. Therefore, he who now assumes the color of a blue sapphire is the origin of all the other yuga avatars, and he shall be known as Krishna. He will be called Krishna for his ability to attract the hearts of his lovers and to take away the sins of his devotees. The word Krishi means existence, and the letter Na signifies bliss. His primary name is Krishna, because he is the personification of bliss and eternality. Sometimes, your youngest son combines with Yogamaya to appear as the son of the liberated soul Vasudev. For this reason, he will also be known throughout the world as Vasudev. Your son has all the qualities of Narayana, such as mercy, forgiveness, truthfulness, and cleanliness. Saraswati, the goddess of learning, has put these concepts in my mind. Although Narayana is equal to Krishna, your son is the origin, and Narayana is his expansion. Since your son possesses the power to maintain the universe, everyone will call him Narayan. Not only Saraswati proclaims this, but I also agree. My words failed to reach the extent of your son's unlimited glories. Nanda Maharaj, you are fortunate to have such a phenomenal child, and by his mercy you will easily overcome all difficulties now and also into the future. And not only that, but anyone who loves your son will have all his desires fulfilled. Though the Pandits have attained the rare fortune of knowing everything, still they will not be able to fathom the identity of your son. Do not reveal this confidential truth to anyone. Then Gauga Muni picked up Krishna, who removes all distress, and he placed him on his own lap. From the touch of Krishna, the sage experienced ecstatic symptoms such as hairpillations and his hair standing erect. At that moment, Gauga Muni thought, "Oh, this boy is displaying unprecedented effulgence. How can this child's transcendental brilliance appear along with material objects such as kajal, a cloud, a blue lotus, and a blue sapphire?" Expert pundits have explained this by saying that the Brahman has appeared on earth as the effulgence of your jewel-like son. After giving the boys a final loving embrace, Gauga Muni placed them on Nanda's lap and he prepared to leave. Nanda Maharaj stood up and respectfully escorted Gauga Muni outside. Now, a little bit of Krishna's pastimes of stealing butter. Krishna's pastimes of crawling about and drinking his mother's breast milk gradually stopped, and soon he walked on his lotus feet and started stealing butter. Is there anyone who did not feel unlimited bliss when the Lord, who is the very source of bliss, enacted his childhood pastimes? One day, when no one was looking, Krishna began his pastimes of stealing fresh butter. Startled upon seeing his own reflection in a jeweled inlaid pillar, he shivered in fear and said, "Oh, dear brother, do not tell mother. I will save some butter for you, and you may enjoy also." Watching her mischievous son from a hidden place, Mother Yashoda heard these sweet broken words with great relish. Then she innocently appeared before Krishna and Rama. Pointing to his own effulgent reflection, Krishna said, "Oh, Ma, being very greedy, this boy came here today in order to steal your butter. Although I forbade him, he did not listen to me. And when I got angry with him, he also got angry. But I am not at all greedy for butter." One day, while Yashoda was outside the house engaged in some domestic activities inside the house, Krishna again stole butter. When Krishna returned and called out, when Yashoda returned, she called out, "Oh, my darling Krishna, where are you? And what are you doing?" Hearing her, Krishna became afraid and stopped stealing butter. Pausing for a moment, he answered, "Mother, oh, mother, my hands started burning from the shining effulgence of my ruby bangles, so I stuck it in this butter pot to relieve the pain." Pleased by her son's clever words, Yashoda said, "Hey, Vatsa, please come sit on my lap. Oh, my darling, show me the burns on your hand." Then Yashoda kissed Krishna's hand and consoled him, saying, Oh, look, your hand has been burned. Let me remove these ruby bangles." On another day, Krishna cried and rubbed his eyes with his flower bud-like palms. In a choked voice, he uttered unintelligible phrases. Even though Yashoda had previously scolded Krishna for stealing butter, this time she wiped the tears from his eyes with the edge of her sari. She tenderly caressed Krishna. She said, "Oh, Lala, all of our stock of butter actually belongs to you alone." And here we will say Hare Krishna and continue these childhood pastimes of Krishna stealing butter. Very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.